Let him know who it is.
I now present to you
Force Fed Fizzballs Globe Squatter Radio Sonar 2009 Special, Europe's hottest electronic music festival. With your hosts, Prince Nod and Suckerfish P. Jones.
Hey, I'm Jack Master, I'm from Glasgow. I run the club Numbers and I've got record labels Dressed to Sweat, Wireblock and Point One Recordings. I'm going to work for the Glaswegian record shop called Rubberdub by day.
I'm Callum or Spencer. Run Wireblock, Jack.
Glasgow seems to be kicking off quite a lot just now, like especially with guys like Russell, Rusty and Hudson Mohawk. The scene there is really strong. It's kind of traditionally, I guess, known as a dance music city, you know, like house and techno sort of city, but starting to get a really broad range of styles emerging now. Like, it's a lot of hip hop and dubstep starting to get really big now, and the beats thing is really coming up there now. It's labels like Soma and guys like Slam and stuff were what made the city really popular, and now it has gone through a renewal, definitely musically, I think, and the arts there as well. It's getting really, really interesting at the moment.
I don't know, smaller. It's a smaller city, you know, it's more like condensed. You know, it's quite easy for like to have like a party and for everyone to know about it. But in London, because I live in London. So in London it's a bit different, it's a bit more spread out, and you know, it's kind of hard to get the same amount of people inside of that contained space, whereas in Glasgow if you're doing a party, you know, everyone knows about it within about 2 seconds.
A lot of the stuff in there revolves around like Rubberdub, the record shop, and it's quite competitive, but at the same time everyone's good mates, which I think helps it a lot, and we all support each other, you know. The idea for Wireblock came a long, long time ago. It's probably been in the making for like 10 years or something like that. We got kind of into the same music when we left school, me and Callum, and ever since we started cutting about with each other, we sort of always wanted to have our own label. And then we got Callum's brother Neil involved in it. And I actually took, probably from the initial ideas we had, it took about 5 years to get it going. Dressed to Sweat, I kind of started a while ago just for the kind of party music stuff. And we're kind of starting to wind that down a wee bit now and just concentrate more on the other stuff. I mean, like, generally speaking, like, the Wireblock label is just, we release anything as long as it's, like, under the broad umbrella of dance music, as long as you can dance to it, really, we'll put it out. I mean, a lot of labels, I think, stick too much to one sound. I find it really boring. I think that's happening with dubstep now. Everyone's getting bored of the tracks before they release, because they're just on everyone's fucking mixtape before they're out.
Exactly.
Like, 3 months in advance. All our pals are big dubstep heads, you know. By the time the records are out, they're just like, well, I've heard it so many times, you know, I could practically sing you the track, because you don't need to buy it. It's important to mix stuff that people know without it being too obvious, alongside the more underground, to coin a term, the more underground sort of stuff, and like playing sort of vocal tracks over other beats and stuff like that, and just try and keep it interesting, you know.
Part of it's also down to like, you know, the promotion of your party as well, and you know, and making it quite a friendly atmosphere from the off, you know. If people are going to a club and they see like, you know, a black flyer with dark grey text on it, with like tiny text, like you're like techno all over the shop, you know, girls are going to fucking run a mile, you know. But you know, if you sort of draw them in and make it all pink and, you know, pretend to them, it's actually quite feminine. I just fucking hate being a club full of guys, man. Like, I mean, I don't know, just kind of, it kills us. it's not right. I mean, but it's sort of cater for all the people, you know, people who have never heard the music before, and then also the people who are wanting to hear the freshest stuff every time, you know.
First time we've done a gig out in Barcelona. We've been stretching our legs a little bit and doing some gigs in some other cities recently. We've got some stuff coming up in Berlin with the Mode Selector guys at WMF. Sunday you can expect everything, you know, everything from like Dilla to Drexia, right across the board, everything in between, all mashed up in a kind of turbo Glasgow style, you know. Rusty's going to come down and do like a back-to-back with Hudson Walk, and to be honest, like, whenever I see those guys, and it's always absolutely amazing, like, do such a good job and just play all these tracks that I've just never heard before, like, and so fast and so good and it's so tight, it's fucking brilliant.
Do you have any fresh tracks that we haven't heard before that you're going to be dropping?
I've got loads, man, absolute tons of fresh stuff. We've got some new stuff we're just getting ready to release a record by Ghosts on Tape, who's a guy from San Francisco. He's got a new EP coming out probably in about a month, 2 months' time. Callum's found a couple of absolutely amazing artists. I don't know even how you found them, like Redinho. There's a couple of guys, a guy called Radinho and Touchy Subject, who are going to be putting stuff out on our label soon. The guy, you know, Laser Sword in San Francisco, they're doing an EP with us, so they're doing their thing with us under another name, like under their solo names, which are Low Limit and Lando Cal. Pack bundles of absolute brilliant tracks, like really original, fresh sounding stuff. It's going to be quality, man.
Very cool.
Yo, this is Jackmaster, and you're listening to the Force Fed Fistfuls radio show.